Today's Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show is sponsored by Athens Bible School. After Amanda Aaron of Jasper, Alabama, learned that her baby boy Austin was not going to make it, she went outside and sat down on a bench underneath some trees. She said the wind started blowing and the breeze felt so calming and peaceful, as if it were Austin telling her it was okay. As she was sitting there, she noticed a mother and grandmother who had a small child they were trying to console. Amanda decided to go over to the child. She said she got up, walked over to the girl, reached down to touch the child, and began talking to her. Amanda said the little girl immediately stopped crying, and within a minute, the child was reaching for her. Amanda asked the mother if she could hold her, and she agreed. The child's mother could not believe the little girl had quit crying. Amanda took the little girl into her arms and sat on the ground with her as the child wrapped her little arms around her. At that moment, Amanda says she felt the most peace she had felt in the past month. She doesn't know who the little girl is, but she would love to thank her mother and grandmother for letting her have that moment with her. In her brief interaction with the child's mother and grandmother, Amanda found out that the 4-year-old has been through many health challenges herself, including blindness. The little girl's name was Taylan. This has been a Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. We'd like to thank Athens Bible School for being a sponsor of today's Make a Difference Minute. If you have a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and other social media outlets like Twitter and Instagram. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.